You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX. And
you're supposed to say joined by Shavana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and
our very special guest, our sports correspondent.
First, you are our number
But everybody guest. Wants to be called coach these days.
Oh, so do they? Okay.
I think that's a big
Dillard.
Word.
Coach Dillard, remember you were our first guest on the show. Do you
yes.
remember that?
I do.
Yeah, this is anniversary, actually.
I am a traveling kind of correspondent.
Okay. Yeah, because you couldn't come the last time. Right.
You're a confirmation type of guy. But okay. I'm trying.
Well, you know what? We're happy to have you here. So we're going to talk all about the preseason.
Heading into the third and last week of the preseason, finishing.
Right. Yeah, finishing the preseason.
Yeah, it's this weekend.
So, Jared, talk to us. How important are preseason games in general, and how important is the preseason for teams as they are evaluating talent? Because then we got to talk about Lisa's beloved.
So it's an interesting kind of scenario. Is that preseason games and teams, they're extremely important. But mm-hmm. one thing you have to understand is that prior to preseason and training camp, you go through what's called as OTAs, which is organized team activities, which are voluntary by all players. Not every player attends. Most do, but mm-hmm. some don't. And some have in their contract, if you attend, you get maybe $10,000, $5,000 as a added on bonus. That is your money, not your agent's money. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't
I would be
hurt
at all of those.
No, it doesn't hurt to go to OTAs. But if you don't go to OTAs, like I said, and we're on camera, it's organized team activities that are voluntary. We all know what voluntary means.
You better show up.
But
voluntold.
If you would like to be on the team. If you'd like to be on the team, you better show up.
Okay. And if you're an undrafted free agent, absolutely, you're showing up. Mm-hmm. But if you're a first round pick,
well, you're not going
to
take.
You may and you may not. I mean, depends on what type of aura and what type of leadership you want to exude.
I bet you CJ showed up.
I think so.
And Will Anderson.
Will
Anderson hasn't stopped working out since he got drafted.
Which I appreciate.
Exactly.
I mean, he's just.
So Jared, then what's different? So, Lisa, you already mentioned it. So now we have three games preseason versus four. But then what else, in your opinion, Jared, has changed as it relates to this preseason and how teams and players are approaching it?
So I think that the three, going down to three games as opposed to four, mm-hmm. it's double-edged. It can help the NFL as well as hurt it. But I say it helps it because as I talked to a really good friend of mine, colleague of mine that I played with in Jacksonville, who also played in San Francisco, mm-hmm. He even mentioned that usually at the end of the preseason, end of training camp, there's like six, maybe five spots that are really up for grabs. Most of the spots have already solidified mm-hmm. during training camp, unless somebody in preseason just, once you put the pads on, mm-hmm. they go ballistic, and you're like, we need.
Well, we've had a couple of those at the Texans games, haven't we? I think so.
We'll see. All I can say is we will see.
Well, we were at the game last week, and we were struggling a little bit, and there were a few folks that were like fourth string that showed Mechie. Up.
Well, Mechie's like, just been a star.
Yeah.
Were they expecting him to be that much of a star?
I don't know.
I don't think so. And the thing is, and that's when I say solidified positions, but then you also have special teams.
Right.
Where then it's like, okay, we have like four or five extra spots on special teams. So then, extend that roster slot. It could be five, which is consumed by one that plays both positions, but it could be a potential 7, 8, 9. Now, I'm not a general manager.
I was going to say, you sound like a GM. You're like Culture Club HTX GM.
Well,
you're welcome.
I am. I'm the GM of this show.
Yeah. that's great.
You're the GM. She's the executive producer, and yes. I'm the spitballer.
See,
you're the head coach that I have to tell you what to do, and we're going to fight every time.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, right. Okay, so talk about, speaking of the team and the roster, because you go from however many they have to 53 or 52?
53. But you can keep like 60 or 64.
They're just not actively on the roster.
Practice squad.
Practice squad, but then with 53, you still have the inactive list. But that may have changed. I haven't played in almost 10 years.
GM, that doesn't mean anything. I haven't played basketball. And I mean,
you didn't play. They didn't have a 3-point line, so that's a little different.
Is that your way of calling me old? It's fine. But no, seriously.
Did they not have the 3-point line when you were playing?
No. Oh my God.
I'm playing.
Okay, so back to the Texans.
Well, you say Hall of Fame, you have to be old.
Back to the Texans. You said we couldn't say old on the radio. So what's up with the Texans?
I said that?
Yes. Thank you, Magical. Texans,
about me, probably, not her.
The Texans putting in the newspaper, or a reporter writing who they think is going to get cut from this current roster. Isn't that mean?
It's mean, but I mean, life, like playing in the NFL, playing any kind of competitive position is going to be like that. I mean, I was on that list of potentially
in the paper?
In the paper.
No. Yeah.
Did you get cut?
No, I didn't.
So did you go back once you were like on the team with your jersey on and be like,
no,
you see me coming?
Not one bit. Because
I never mentioned it.
I don't know who it was that had my back in that back room where they were making decisions, because I've been part of cuts, for 5 years. I've seen people get cut that I was like, why would they cut him? Why would they cut him? Like, I mean, it made absolutely no logical sense.
So what are they thinking about? Like, I mean, if we had
numbers.
To speculate, money just, numbers, like, or
not just money, but I mean, it's just
like
numbers.
Getting to 53.
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination of multiple variables. Is that we would like to go with, player X, but we've already played player Y, who may be a lesser player than player X, but we already paid him $30 million guaranteed.
Oh.
So maybe we gotta kind of make a position for him. But then you have like player Z, who is an undrafted free agent that comes out of nowhere and he's killing everybody. They're like, well, can we move him to special teams and then we can kind of bring him in? How can we mature him and grow him up? Can we grow him up or can't we? Do we have it in the salary cap to do so? And if they don't, then they don't. And it's nothing against the players. And that's why every coach, if you ever watch Hard Knocks and you see all the coaches like, look, man, you did great. Because most guys at that level are doing great.
Well, exactly. Everyone's a professional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, okay. So I'm now thinking, so if I'm on the squad now, and so they have the whole roster, they're going to cut down to 53 here soon. For real, what should I be thinking and doing so I can make sure that my spot is secure? Like, are there any,
what can
you do?
I mean, all I can say is, and this is something that the general manager that I...
You are the GM.
...was under. But, I mean, the general manager that under the Jacksonville Jaguars that I was under, and the thing that stuck with me, not just in football, but in general, was control what you can control. So right now, for all of the...
Let it go.
...young guys that are trying to get in, just control what you can control. You can't control it all. And... there's a lot of uncontrollable pieces within the organization themselves. And I mean, we're all in Houston and we all like the Texans. I mean, you may love them. I'd say I like them. That's fine.
Lisa, don't elbow him.
I haven't touched him yet.
But I say that because we've seen some decisions by certain administrations of staff where it made absolutely no sense.
True.
And all you can say is, look, it's not your fault. Just control what you can control. So that's what I would tell the guys that are in this article. The writer of this, he's been around football likely, but he doesn't know what's going on in the back rooms. He's not in the back rooms to make the decision.
That's why
she. I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah. Look at you.
And I like one
diversity.
Other thing I really want to know.
I like that.
How critical is the preseason for the Texans, given their struggles in past seasons? They had a great season last year. They have a whole new team almost, right? Wouldn't you say?
I don't know if they really have a really whole new team. I think they same quarterback.
Last year they had a whole new team.
Yeah, exactly. And
they
did
well. They're tweaking and getting better. So.
And I think that what we saw with it, what the Texans did against the New York Giants,
yep.
It showed like some signs of success.
Mm.
But now it's about don't show them all your tools.
Well, the other thing scared me is I just – you know, I wanted to see, we were at the game. I wanted CJ to stay in, but I didn't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I was a little happy when I saw him in his track pants on the sidelines.
But then also she was not happy and going crazy every time they ran the ball. And I'm like, people have to also run the ball. She's like, don't run the ball. I'm like, but
well, no, I don't like waste of plays. Running the ball is one thing.
All the waste of plays just happen to be run plays.
Well, but they're run plays right into the crowd. The other team figured out how to go around the crowd. We do not. And every game I watch, other teams figure out.
So, Lisa, how do you feel about run plays?
Everybody knows. I think running is great. It's football. You should be able to run. But let's talk about the line that isn't protecting the runners.
Fair.
That belongs to us.
Fair.
And the runners, I don't know, do they just not have enough room? They can't figure out what to do, or are they getting the wrong direction? Because they run right into the line.
I think we talked about this. GM Dillard. I think that the running backs that were in that game aren't as, what would be the word?
Developed, experienced.
Yeah. And their thighs are too small.
Well, she kept talking about their thighs. Coach
because
Nelson,
you have
I could
to be able to
see
cut, and you need muscle to be able to cut and juke and do all
I've
this.
I've seen it.
Do you think big thighs make a difference?
No. I mean, I've seen it.
Why are you laughing, Magic? That's a valid question. Earl Campbell had big thighs. Barry, what's his name? No. Sanders had big thighs.
No, I mean, look, but
we know
Chris
Earl's
Johnson
the
didn't.
Person I want to
but Chris
back.
Johnson of Tennessee was fast as a scatback. I've seen him play. He would eat
did
up
he had small thighs?
I mean, they weren't. I mean, I don't know what you. What
I mean,
they weren't Earl Campbell thighs.
No, but
or Emmitt Smith's thighs.
Well,
Emmitt Smith. That's huge.
Exactly.
Was he huge? I don't know.
He's not
he
huge.
Was
his
huge.
Thighs were big. If you go look at we actually, I had to show her at the game. I'm like, pull up.
But back in the 90s, they wore bigger pads and bigger thigh pads and make your
Maybe,
thighs.
Maybe, you're right.
Right now,
so they wore. Oh
slimmer.
My God, they wore thigh pads like people wore butt pads?
Yeah.
Like
you didn't know there were thigh pads?
You but not to make them look bigger.
To protect them.
They wore thicker.
Yeah,
I think this may be hyperbole, but that's okay. But what I think is these runners weren't able to cut and do all the things they need to do because they don't have enough thigh muscle.
So all I can say is they invited me to this show. I am the one with the experience.
However, we're the one with opinions.
And I will say this. That you make a valid point. You're
I
saying
appreciate
that you don't like the running, and I get that.
It wasn't great, was it?
No, but the point is that sometimes, you know, I would say watch every game here on out, and if they do a first and one, you know, a first and 10 and the team gets 4 yards or 3 yards, you may think they're stuffed, but then we're at second and seven. And then let's say we do another run play. Now we're at third and five, third and four. Now we're at an intermediate stage of the game where we're now third and short and not third and long. So before we say like, well, they keep getting stuffed, they could have gone around because my wife does the same thing. They could have gone around.
So terrible.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they could have gone around, but on first and 10, we're expecting a run. Now, you can do a pass.
Yeah, you're expecting a run. So why do a run?
Don't run.
But the thing is, if you don't catch that ball, then you're back at second and 10.
Oh, but that's what.
But if I get 3 yards on this first run, at least I'm at second and 7.
You know what? This is why we love you. Strategy. This is why you're the GM. Strategy, long-term view, not impulsive like somebody we know yelling at the a field and saying, waste the play.
Of me.
Anyway, okay, so final thoughts. For the preseason, what you think the Texans look? We said they're going to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts now?
Oh, well, see, now that's, I mean, I'm not saying it.
Well, he's not the fan that we are.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's why I give a valid opinion about it.
Is
that
I agree.
I'm not a fanatic about the Texans.
Wow.
I'm purely a, what do you call it? A traditionalist. And
okay.
Fundamentalist, I guess.
Okay.
I would say, no, I think that the Texans, they look good. I'm not knocking. I mean, I'm still a Jaguars fan through and through, but I think the Texans look good. I think C.J. Stroud looks good. I like what they did with the receiving core. I like what they did on defense. I like what they did with the O-line. I mean, they look like a strong candidate.
For the Super Bowl. Thank you.
No,
keep going.
No, I'm not going to let you add. Because now it's going to boil down to, well, if C.J. Stroud gets hurt, who's going to back him up?
She's really going to punch you now. Don't say that.
If you don't have an answer, then that lets you know that that's
not
Super Bowl.
Well, no, I'm
not
sure which one, because this article says they're going to cut the one that I think's better than the other one.
So who do we need to call, Cal?
Hello? I don't want to cut Case Keenum. Yeah. And he played great. on last Saturday.
He did. He actually did.
He played over half the game.
He's the reason that they won.
He's a good backup. He's a great backup quarterback.
Yeah. But this guy, this Yahoo from the Chronicle, we don't even. Anyway, not the point. The point is.
We disagree. One other last. Do we get one more question? I know I'm so they're trying to cut me off, but you know I'm asking for the fans. Our fans and yours. Tell us what the fans should look forward to or be wary of based on preseason
observations. And it's a compound question at that.
So what should they look forward to?
You wrote it.
I guess
fair.
You should look forward to not being overexcited, but then also look and don't feel fret if you're under, enthused or under,
It's okay. Be balanced.
Be balanced. Yeah. I mean, I would just only say, don't fret if you're under any of the engagement in the team and you're under-impressed. Because you're going to have that. It's the season now. It's what, 7? Is it 18 weeks now? With them
it's
taking
a long
out?
Time. Yeah, 18
18
weeks.
To 19 weeks?
Yeah, it's a long
so,
time.
So, I mean, it's a long season. And let the guys play, let the coaches coach, and then we just figure it out. And, look, I think the Texans look good. I think the L.A. Rams actually are looking good.
Agreed.
I think Minnesota Vikings actually are looking good, even without their first-round pick of J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And then another that I think could be a stellar
San Diego?
Not San Diego. No, New Orleans Saints.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, no.
Really?
Well, they just
that quarterback,
lost.
The quarterback has been – they lost, week, but that's preseason loss. But, I mean, the quarterback has been looking good. So
I like the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in love with any one of them.
Because you're balanced. This is why
no,
you're here.
No, because he's a Jaguar and you didn't mention them. Okay,
let's get real here. See how she, you see that? Zing. Okay.
Jared, it's not a zing. It's the truth. Is that a zing? It's not a zing.
No,
it's the truth.
He didn't mention them like they suck. Okay, so here's the thing.
Well, he didn't say they suck. Because he loves them, and they may not suck.
Well, love is a little different. That's a strong word.
That's another.
You don't love your team.
The person, executive producer hat over here, bringing us back in because we have to stop. But you will have you back. So you'll come back mid regular season, and let's go through those four teams. So you said the Texans, the Saints, the Chargers, and
Rams.
Vikings. So we'll see where they are and how they do. And we'll go from there. So you'll come back mid-season, and we'll see if these people got cut and what's happening. Deal?
Well, no, we weren't going to talk about people that got cut.
No, we're not going to talk about them.
It's hard to get fired.
We're
going to
see how close this is.
We're going to see if they're right. Yeah, we're not going to say who they are. We're going to say, like, was that smart or not? Was it good?
Because I've been fired 3 times on my day off, and trust me, it hurts every time.
You know what? I have two. Just FYI.
Now they're bonding. Now they're bonding. Hour two of the show.
Oh, you actually went to work.
Oh, I was like supposedly reorged out, but guess what? You get fired when you're reorged out.
Okay, so
but
with
here
that,
we go, and we want to say one more thing.
And
thank you, Jared.
Oh, God.
And go Texans.
Yay, go Texans. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be back.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX. And I'm here with
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX.
And we have a lot of cool business stuff to discuss in Houston this week, and especially our hometown girl, Beyoncé, going in the whiskey business.
You know,
who'd have thunk it?
Were you surprised? I was surprised. I don't
know
why.
Not really. It seems to me like it's a cool celebrity thing to do.
The
and
spirits.
Of course she's doing Moët and Hennessy, like something as chic as a major French brand.
What is this Sir Davis name about? To the whiskey?
It's her grandfather.
Ah.
Sir Davis was her grandfather.
Okay.
And I think he even was nicknamed Sir Davis.
So this new whiskey brand, in addition to being named after her grandfather, is inspired by a Japanese and Scottish style of whiskey making, but crafted and bottled here in
Which is huge because we have some incredible vodka brands, tequila brands, but we don't have a whiskey brand in Texas that I know of.
We have 1836.
It's bottled in, well, I don't drink whiskey. So 1836 is whiskey? I thought it was tequila.
Who knows? I may have just made that up. I think nevertheless.
Anyway, 1836 is when Texas started.
I know. I think that's a whiskey.
Guess who's going to find out?
Magical. So this inspiration, as you said, she's paying homage to her grandfather, her great-grandfather.
Yeah.
And I just think this is great. So the local impact. So this whiskey will be finished, blended, and bottled in Texas with a site in Houston that will open for visitors in 2025.
So there's going to be an experience along with a gorgeous bottle, I'm sure.
Probably.
And who knows if Beyonce will show up sometimes at her brewery or her distillery.
But you know what? Maybe, but maybe not, because then it would get chaotic. I think that's the problem, unfortunately, that people.
Well, it's already won the 2023 SIP Awards Best in Class for American whiskey. That's unbelievable. I never get those tasting tests, but then I don't like whiskey. So maybe
so
they
you
know.
Say it's all bad?
Do you think they know?
They know.
They
have your consumer profile, so they know. Well, I think this is great. And so Beyonce has been directly involved with the directing, the designing of the bottle, et cetera, and all these personal touches. So to your point, this will be interesting. And I think it's going to be good.
Great. And it's Moët's first entry into the U.S. market. Co-branding.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that this is a good partner for them.
I think so, too. So we shall see. And I do anticipate that all of a sudden, because that's how these humans behave, people who have never had a taste of whiskey will become whiskey connoisseurs.
Well, brown liquor is very in right now, but we're not going to get into trend forecasting.
Yet.
But it's brown liquor is the thing.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very much so for the last couple of years. Bourbon bars and bourbon collections. I mean, amazing. But let's go on and let's talk about Google, because Google, that we love talking about, it's going to invest more than $1 billion in two Texas data centers. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, that's exciting. It's exciting for us for employment.
Yes.
And we know our tax structure is such that it's very business friendly.
I always, you know, well, before I get into the story, it feels to me that nothing is a million anymore. Everything's a billion.
A million doesn't mean a thing.
Where are we? That, like, it feels like, can I just read a story when someone had, you know, I don't know, $1 million? It's never a million. It's always a
million. Well, if you think about it, a billion is 1,000 million.
I know, but it's just
Really a lot of millions.
Like, is there no one investing, you know, $2 million in anything? No? No? Okay. Well, anyway, so to your point.
Midlothian and Red Oak is where they're going. I guess not to Houston. Right?
Well, but they have an agreement with Engie and to enter into something with solar, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I think that may be sort of the Houston connect. But nevertheless, like you said, I am always pro any business that brings jobs to Houston, like always. And so I think this is going to be one of those things. And another strategic thing. So Texas has been, for Google's operation, like a key player. We have been a key player. And so here we go with billions. So far, they've invested $2.7 billion in the state.
Wow. That's really a lot. And the other part of them that we need to discuss, which is important, is their clean energy efforts.
Yes.
Even in Texas, have significantly increased its carbon-free energy percentage. Google is committed to being carbon-free 24/7 by 2030. That is 5.5 years away.
You know,
that is not very long.
No, and you know, if anyone can do it, they can probably do it.
Yeah.
So, which is great, because we need more industries, not just energy industries, but more industries in general. So, like Google and tech, to be moving in this direction, because we need everyone on board with being carbon free, I think.
And I couldn't agree more. And next up, more fabulous.
A mobile launch.
Oh, doesn't this sound so cool, Quick Assist?
I like the name because, you
it's
know,
it's great.
There was a time, maybe 10 years ago, when people would come up with business names and they would be stupid. Like, people weren't going to remember them. It's hard to pronounce. It's, you know, all weird.
Well, this, it's just strange spellings of words,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. But this, I'm like, this is good. Quick assist. I don't even know what it is just yet, but you're
well,
gonna
it's
tell
exactly.
Us.
It's fantastic. I read this whole article and I absolutely love it. And I also want to call attention to our beloved Matey Ryan's brother, Patrick Ryan.
Yes.
And his business, because he has a ticketing software that sort of, I don't think it's the same thing. This Quick Assist is like really the StubHub Ticketmaster replacement for people who have, they're not going to use their tickets. Like millions and millions
so
of tickets go
unused.
So
no scalpers
unused.
Anymore? So
not
like,
not like the Ticketmaster.
Well, what do scalpers have to say about that? I'm talking about the humans that
go
stand
buy,
out there
well,
and
they
say,
may go buy them and sell them. That's not going to stop. But basically, this platform is initially focusing on Houston, but they're planning to use social media and radio advertising, probably with us, if they're smart,
have any sense at all.
To attract local users, but it's an automatic process. They automatically list and price tickets in over 15 major marketplaces, simplifying the resale process for users. Transparent fees. The platform charges a fixed 20%.
So then, just so I'm clear, basically what this means is, say, for example, there's a game and I can't go. And I say, okay, well, I have these two tickets and I want to sell them. Instead of working with the human scalpers,
right?
The legacy Quick Assist, I would go into this site, set up my profile.
Has a dashboard, has the whole thing, then, just like we were doing the Texans tickets last week.
We managed
to get them on the app. So it's going to be the same thing.
That's very interesting. Well, you know, they should advertise with us. Quick Assist people.
Yeah.
Hi.
Seriously, we're going to reach out to
Blake and Scott. Because
they're
Houston-based entrepreneurs. We're going to track you down.
In the most
non-scary way. Because when you say track someone down, that sounds scary. In a very polite and, you know, friendly way. We'll track you down.
One last business thing.
Which is?
Houston's apartment construction surges to sixth highest in the nation. At the same time, our occupancy is tanking. So that's very interesting.
Well, interesting, but I said, for this story, I thought, oh, so I should get a reduced rate. Because what I now know, I can go arm when I get ready to renew with this data of, you should run me a deal, right?
Oh, without a doubt.
So that's what I thought.
Because I think new tenants are much more expensive than renewals.
Of course. And once you, I mean, moving is a pain, as we all
know.
Well,
I'm in the middle of renewing, so this is my pitch.
Okay. You're saying that you are.
Well, I already pitched the manager. Well, I mean, they're not going to let me go.
So I have
already. My friend and I are the two favorites in the building.
According to who? You and your friend or the
management?
They told you that?
And the customer.
Yeah.
They've been telling
whenever us. Lisa says yes.
Well,
like
I
that,
think it's actually was my late husband who was the favorite, but I'm taking his place.
You're his proxy. Uh-huh. Thanks, Bob. But yeah, that's the way I read this. I thought, you know what? That's fine, because when I renew, which is coming up here pretty soon, I'm going to go armed with this data. But what do you think this is? So we have all these new apartment constructions, but why the slowdown? Do we have any ideas, any predictions, not predictions, but sort of hypotheses?
I mean, they're not talking about it in this article. Here it is. Slowdown for construction. But the whole is supposed to slow down in 3 years, which is ridiculous, because honestly, the slowdown of occupancy is now.
You know, what's interesting is, so our population growth, of course, the job market continues to have an impact on employers who say, okay, where is the workforce that we need in Houston in many cases? But maybe they're not renting apartments. Maybe they're buying houses or living with someone else who's renting an apartment. You know what I mean? Maybe people just aren't renting apartments.
I don't know.
But anyway, we'll keep our finger on the pulse and see how far we can get in our own leasing negotiations based on this data. And with that,
we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shivana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with
Shivana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX.
And we're going to talk about some cool things that are happening in our community.
Yes. So first of all, Texas Woman's University, they've opened a new campus. So the inaugural Houston campus, and their president is a woman named Monica G. Williams, who is the first ever president of this campus and is a significant milestone following the university's transition to a university system 3 years ago. So Williams actually she'll begin her role this week, in the week ahead. So she was at UNT Dallas, University of North Texas in Dallas, Rice, and Texas. Oh, so she's been in and around this area.
Yeah,
so
it's not strange.
Well, I hope not. She accepted the job. But her background, she has a strong background in partnerships, fundraising, leadership in higher education, which I think makes her a fantastic pick for Texas Woman's University. And I'm super excited about it.
Well, me too.
And it's right in your neighborhood. Well, not far from your neighborhood, in the medical center. Campus. And it's beautiful. I went to a conference.
You went to see it?
I went to a conference at this campus, I guess, when they first opened it. They were still trying to figure out. It was the new building. I don't think they had fully built it out. But the part that I did see and was in is beautiful. It's a beautiful building.
So is this like a nursing school or a full-on
medical school? No, I think it's a full-on school. I don't know. I don't think they just specialize
in... Well, Texas Women specializes in nursing.
Well, that's one...
Health sciences,
yeah. So not just nursing.
Six schools and programs. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I think this is going to be really exciting. And whenever there is an institution like Texas Women's University that is doing new and interesting things, that brings more talent.
Yeah.
So Monica, I'm sure, mm-hmm. other people in this
Absolutely.
Space will want to come and work with and for her. So
yes.
This is great.
Yes, yes. Again, Texas Women's University ranks highly in nursing education.
They're number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the largest statewide nursing schools.
It's
just
great.
Terrific. Congratulations. We're going to go from that to something not quite as important when we talk about Houston's rooftop cinema club is elevating film watching with new luxury cabanas. Do you think they're air conditioned?
You know, here I have many thoughts, but I will share a few here.
Have you been to the rooftop? I haven't been ever.
No, but also I do feel like there's a point where you add so many amenities that it's like, what's really actually happening here? And this, they may be knocking on the door of that point. I mean, if I'm going, how am I going to sit in the cabana? Am I going to lay down in the cabana?
I think
Why would I lay down in the cabana and watch a movie? I don't even understand how that works.
Like you lay down at home and watch the movie.
I have no television
That's
at home.
That's true.
So I don't
she can't.
We,
yeah, why I, are we discussing this?
Because it's news and
Well,
Houston.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a very luxurious movie watching experience. I mean, the cabanas offer an elevated experience with a comfortable seating, personal misting fans, and a private shaded area.
Okay.
Misting fans.
Problem number two.
Ruined your hair.
Correct.
Yeah, we know. And possibly your makeup as
and
you
your
sweat it off.
Exactly. So I'm like, that's what I'm saying. We've added so many amenities that this starts to not make sense because you're not at the pool. You're at a movie. It's very bizarre. But either way, people will go. I'm sure it'll be great. It's going to be on the roof of Boulevard Place. And it actually, the first movie, I think it was just this couple days ago, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. And I mean, since its opening in 2018, the venue has been really, really popular for its blend of classic and new film offerings, like you just said, Pulp Fiction. And the combination of fresh air, city views, and now private cabanas creates a one-of-a-kind experience in
that you
town.
Rent for $150. Yeah. Let's just talk a little bit about that. Yeah. So the cabana rental is $150, and the target audience are groups. I guess with people mm-hmm. who have no hair or don't care about their hair, family members, friends, couples, and partygoers.
And not us.
I feel like we fall into those categories.
Next.
Nevertheless.
What else is happening? Oh.
The dessert place.
New Katy Dessert Shop becomes the first to print photos on milkshakes. Now, how do you do that?
So I was at South By last year.
And they were doing it?
They were doing it on coffee. So you say you get a latte.
Like a foam.
Yep. And it was they take a picture or you send it this kiosk thing. They take a picture of you and then it prints like laser print on your foam of you.
Like I guess they did on cakes.
Yeah.
Birthday cakes.
So they're gonna
and
do it
stuff.
On
cozy
again,
shake.
Like why do we want that though? I mean, you know,
personalized twist to a classic milkshake.
But what's in
selfie
it?
Shakes. Oh Jeez. Seriously. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But there's something about the word selfie that just makes me want to cry.
Why do you want to cry?
Because I feel like there's things that have... Here's what? Where I get to play grandma.
Okay, here we are.
There's just things that have destroyed a lot of wonder in the world, and selfies are among them. I can't even. I have friends that I go to dinner with, and I have to say, put the phone away.
Oh,
are you
yeah.
here with me? I mean, the whole thing has just gotten to the point of absurd.
So I agree with that, and I thankfully don't dine with people who are. Oh, unless like a birthday party or something like
right.
that. Because
yeah, you are tonight.
Well, you know, like, I don't do that. I don't even have my phone out, as you know, at all, usually ever, but definitely not at a table when dining. I just think it's rude.
I never had my phone on a table till Bob got sick.
Well, I mean, right.
But that's seriously, different. But yeah. then, you know, I don't ever usually have it unless I'm waiting for someone
to
say.
Someone's on their way.
On the way or whatever, and I don't want to not be that. But
anyway, this... what is it called? Cozy?
Cozy Shake standout.
That kind of makes me want
to
cry.
Is the ability to print Cozy? Customers' photos directly okay. onto the whipped cream of their milkshakes. Do you think the ink has
I was just about
like,
to say it.
You know, we're looking at tattoo ink now.
So, and also, I mean, this,
being
you know, I'll just say this. I'll say we are people who are very health conscious. We had a whole conversation about this just like last
right.
week.
Yeah.
And I hear things like this and I think the ink, I think poison. I think so many things, and you think selfie and you want to cry. So let's move on.
Again, you place your order via QR code, so you have to take your own damn selfie. I'm
okay,
sorry,
so
this
let's
is
move
done.
Because you know You'll where this is going to go, right?
Right?
What this is going to go is someone's going to upload a selfie of not their face, of other parts of their body. And
I did not know that, but hey, thank you for sharing.
So the other community thing is cattle barons.
So excited.
Yes.
I'm sitting here with the brochure, which is just beyond, and we're so thrilled, I think. So the American Cancer
beyond.
Society of Greater Houston, you're getting it in the mail this week,
okay.
is hosting the iconic Houston event of the year. I mean, without a doubt, the Cattle Barons Ball. There are Cattle Barons Balls, I think 36 of them across the United States. Mm-hmm. The largest fundraiser annually of the American Cancer Society, and of course, the biggie is in Dallas, which just totally annoys me. But we are the second largest, and it's just going to be an unbelievable event September 14th mm-hmm. at the Hilton downtown. And there are still tickets available,
oh,
I think,
so nice.
At
the website.
At the website, which is either cattlebarons.com or americancancer.com, or you can email me or text me. Or I don't know, but I
just
know
go
how.
And just click around.
There's another damn QR code here,
so
and I don't care.
Just so you know, Lisa despises QR codes.
Well, I don't despise them. I'm in the business of them.
But you
I just
like
think
them.
They're stupid around events.
Okay. So
I don't think they make sense when you're trying to raise money.
Okay.
You take somebody's attention away from the fundraising ask, mm-hmm. and the QR codes don't work 60% of the time,
mm-hmm.
and the person is totally absorbed with trying to set it up and is frustrated and never makes the donation.
In other news, the website is cattlebaronsball.org, and that is not a QR code, folks. So go there, learn about the event. We hope to see you.
It's going to be spectacular.
What do we need to wear? Because I know you get all picky about that.
So this year's theme is neon lights and bio nights. So obviously glitzy neon colors, if you can, with a Western flair.
And
glitzy cowboy. Glitzy cowgirl.
Okay. Well, I have some boots that'll work for sure. But the neon part, I'm not sure.
I
want to see. Whatever. This is not neon. Anyway,
I might
take a break.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh darn. We'll be back.
Bye.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much, especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
And I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And I'm smiling at you because you're calendar queen.
I am the calendar queen. I'm the calendar queen, and I've sort of been not doing it all that perfectly, but that's not what this is about. We're about fashion.
We are about
fashion. And the calendar, the fashion calendar, says we're looking at fall soon. So we're very excited. All kinds of cool things are happening. And the first thing we want to do is shout out to our friend Amber Elliott at the Houston Chronicle. Congratulations for writing this fabulous article about our friend Fady Armanias, who works at Tootsie's.
Yes, is a creative director.
Creative director at Tootsie's. And the article was called Want...
Despite my best efforts, folks, despite my best efforts and my numerous warnings. Keep going.
I'm sorry.
Keep going.
My friend's TV. My phone rings every single show.
Despite my best efforts. Keep going.
Anyway.
The article.
The article. The article is called Want the Emily in Paris Experience. Tootsie's creative director, Fady Armanias, shares how. It's just a fabulous article. You should, and there's a video with it, I think. But I read the whole thing, and he's kind of sharing how his insights on experiencing Paris. So back in the day, I just want to say, when I was in the fashion business, and there were so many fashion offices and so many like forecasting companies and all the things we don't have now, every season they would put out a book with a map of where to go and where to shop and where to eat and what's hot right now. Well, that all kind of disappeared. So this is sort of the first time I've seen anybody do it in
a
long time.
And they replaced it with a QR code? No.
No, okay, it just disappeared because of the nature of the business. Okay. But he's really going to highlight hotels, chic cafes, must-visit restaurants, and Parisian shopping hotspots. And I think, and then he kind of talks about fashion trends that that align with Emily's style. Now, I must admit, I watched one episode of Emily in Paris, and I did not love it. Now I will go back and watch again because I'm very curious to see what her style is, and do I want to go find out where she shops? However, chic dining spots, go-to cafes, dream dinners, shopping in style, Parisian boutiques. Without a Tootsie's, he's got to find other things. And he also, you know, the latest high-end fashion trends, they're ideal for fashion-forward shoppers. And I'm going to guess they're not all super expensive.
Well, I mean, and I like this sort of highlight that he gave. Copper is a great color.
Yes.
The luxe minimalist look. Chocolate brown, burgundy hues, animal prints, and sparkly fabrics. Sparkly, it depends. But everything else,
well,
like,
for
yep.
fall, it's, you know, that sparkly, it depends. Just, and this makes sense. And the good things about these trends for fall is that they reflect classic Parisian
exactly.
style. This is always in style in Paris.
Well, and I think always in style in general, which is why I like them. And to your point, it doesn't have to be super expensive. You can find a copper or chocolate something at Target. Or, you know, a high-end.
Or in your closet.
Or in your own closet.
So I truly believe one of the most important things you can do, seriously, is look in your closet. Go shop in your closet and put your fall wardrobe together and then build on that. Because
really
then you get to go buy maybe that one really fabulous piece at Tootsie's instead of three things that aren't that fabulous somewhere else.
Well, and I also think that people forget, you know, people stuff all kinds of things into their closets, or they get gifts or whatever, and they forget. They forget what they have. So to your point, I think that's a great idea. Go and look in your closet now to start to prepare, and then make a list of the things you need to purchase. Because maybe you can incorporate some of the trends with just accessories. Because, you know, we love accessories, right?
So I have a closet for them.
I mean, exactly. You may not need to buy an actual piece of clothing, but maybe you can accessorize.
Maybe.
Yeah. I love
it. Sounds good.
All right. Other fashion.
Next. Exciting. Well, yeah. So for those of you who aren't fashionistas or who don't care as much as someone like I do, twice a year, the New York Times brings out a thick magazine that's actually perfectly bound.
There's no QR code.
Staples in the end. Oh, I'm sure there's one in here somewhere. But anyway, it's called The Fashion of the Times. And it's very interesting. This is funny. I kept getting Facebook memories yesterday about sharing the covers over the last years and years and years. But it's just so interesting because what's happened with The Fashion of the Times, the ads have gotten the ads are spectacular. This year, they're as good as they've ever been.
Like I know, this and Donna this is Karen one. This
reasonably
is
priced clothing.
Reasonably priced.
With the original Donna Karen models.
And what's interesting is here's sparkly.
They're sparkly.
We just talked
and
about
fuzzy.
And
anyway, so if you can look at it online, there's brown from Max Mara. The ads are spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
The actual fashion forecasting, as usual, is a little some of it's not as great as it could be.
But
you've got the designers telling you what they think you should do. So the first ad, isn't that gorgeous?
Bag.
Well, the whole thing is gorgeous.
Despite my best efforts.
What can I say?
Nothing. So, yeah. So go check out the fashion of the time.
Why is there sound on it?
As her ring
anyway,
is still on. Go check it out. It is a great magazine. And I think the best thing we've said today, I mean, every once in a while we come with some fire, is go shop your closet and build a list.
And better than that, mm-hmm. Roz, we need you back.
Yes.
So we're hoping that we'll have Roz on the radio maybe this time, because that would be so great to kick off fall so everybody can hear it. And, you know, that would be wonderful. So we want our Roz Pachter back.
Roz, we need you to come back. And then what about this Japanese casual wear? How do you pronounce this name?
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo.
It is absolutely fabulous.
I mean, I have on glasses,
yeah,
but one wouldn't think.
Yeah,
Uniqlo. Okay.
And it's just a fabulous company. It's going to be great. They're opening, of course, in Memorial City Mall and First Colony Mall in October.
Why?
And this is because everybody goes to Memorial, because I think most shoppers live out there.
Okay.
I think
First
there's a lot of money out there. I don't know. But, oh, First Colony's Katie or Sugar. Oh, it's Sugarland, isn't it? First Colony?
I don't know.
It's Sugarland.
Okay.
So we're talking wealthy.
Sure.
Suburbs. But anyway.
What type of clothing does Uniqlo carry? Like what type of, so it says Japanese casual wear. So, I mean, Chic casual wear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, and it's affordable.
So
pants,
is it
jackets,
like Zara?
T-shirts.
Zara would be kind of chic casual wear.
Zara is more dressy than and Zara does not have a Japanese influence. If you think about Issey Miyake, mm-hmm. Yohji Yamamoto, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the Japanese designers, there's an edge to them. They're very generally clean line. There's a little more masculinity to their clothing. You know, H&M is more Japanese.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So
even
that's
though
what
it isn't either, it's Swedish, but it's more Japanese.
Yes.
Than
inspired.
Zara. Yeah, inspired.
So they have this thing called lifewear. So that's something that is unique to them, to Uniqlo, mm-hmm. this concept of lifewear, which emphasizes clothes, to your point, thoughtful design, quality, and innovation into everyday clothing, which is so Japanese. I love Japan for these
reasons. Well, me too. And the other thing is I keep hearkening back to our former guests, but once again, Matey Ryan mm-hmm. and Camp Aspen and Elevated Loungewear. They're like creating their own names for mm-hmm. things, and I'm excited to watch
how
these
this
names
I like this.
Expand on out from Elevated Loungewear instead of athleisure. You know?
Yeah, athleisure. Yeah, now I'll just say it like that. You're right. That doesn't.
Yeah,
that
Elevated Loungewear sounds pretty cool.
Sophisticated.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sort of like a cabana for a movie.
Expensive is how it sounds.
It sounds expensive.
Whether it is or not.
But
it sounds
elevated.
Important.
It's elevated. Okay, so something else that's unique about Uniqlo is that they have an initiative around sustainability with Harmony House. Have you heard of Harmony House? So this is all about, this Harmony House gives back to the community, but for Uniqlo, what they encourage their customers to do is to recycle and donate their old clothing to Harmony House. I think that's great.
That's wonderful.
Well, because I think what
I agree.
There are only a few, you know, places that are top of mind for me when it comes to donation, clothing mm-hmm. donations, but not for this type of clothing. Like Dress for Success is obviously, you know,
suits. Goodwill is anything,
right? But this is really good. So that, because I think what it does is, you know, style is not, should not be reserved only for certain people, right? Because you can be stylish no matter what. So anyway, so that's awesome. Okay. Other fashion story.
Unbelievable. Condé Nast is inked a partnership with OpenAI.
Okay.
Which is ChatGPT. Well, the publisher of major magazines like Vogue, Vanity Fair, and GQ has entered a multi-year partnership with OpenAI. The deal allows content from Condé Nast publications to be displayed on OpenAI's platforms, including the AI chatbot ChatGPT and a prototype version of Search GPT.
But what are we doing with this? Like, I mean, what's the point? I guess is my
bigger question.
Well, it's just interesting to me because, you know, like this article here is saying this move contrasts with other news organizations like the New York Times and CNN, which view OpenAI as a threat due to its use of copyrighted material.
Oh, I see. So they're saying let's partner versus fight.
Yeah, let you pay me in advance and I'll share my
That's
stuff.
That's actually smart.
Well, it is very smart because it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's going to do search GPT, which is going to search everywhere.
So,
because somehow or another, they're getting in.
So the CEO of Condé Nast, Roger Lynch, says that basically this move highlights the importance of embracing generative AI to meet audiences where they are. To your point, acknowledging that the rapidly changing landscape of news discovery is here. It's not going away. It is what it is, folks.
It's
Get paid.
It's here. But I want to say something. I want to say to everybody, okay. Of course, don't be afraid. Oh, I mean, I remember
you were
printing
afraid?
A ream of paper every night because I wouldn't use my email in 1995.
Why?
I'm serious. I didn't know how to do it, and I was scared of it. And I was manufacturing in 53 countries all over the world. And I was in Philadelphia, if you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of manufacturing over there was that they worked at night while I worked
right.
in the daytime. But I didn't work in the daytime like I was supposed to. I printed it and took it home at night. I mean, it was just so stupid. But to me, I didn't want to do that.
Email?
I didn't want to do that. Well, you don't remember the beginning of email.
Oh, I do. Lady Man,
no,
I remember the beginning of email. But what I think is, I remember the beginning of email for sure. And I also remember working in the Foley's buying office and faxing.
Faxing
for hours.
We telexed,
but for
even.
Hours.
Yeah,
literally. I remember being saying to myself, "I think I've been sitting here for 4 hours, faxing all day long."
Well, anyway, I just want to say, it's one more opportunity for growth, and I just want you to look at that. Look at it like that.
That's a good
think
point.
About it. If you can incorporate it, good for you. If you don't need to and don't have to, good for you. However it works, but being afraid of it just doesn't work.
I agree. And I think with that, we'll go to a break. Well said, my friend.
Thank you.
Are we closing the show?
We are closing the show. And man, was this
I tried to slip that in there. I was like,
was this a show?
But I was like, I'll just slip it in there. We'll just go to break. Keep going. Marathon. No? No?
No.
Okay.
No
okay.
marathon.
Go home.
Go.
Oh,
but I do. Well, wait, one other thing. Let's just say, we're talking fashion.
Here we go. Come on. Yep.
We're talking fashion.
What?
So I want everybody, in case you haven't seen our reels online.
Oh, right.
They are hilarious. They are little shorts that our precious Callan KK is doing. And we kind of do a bunch every week. And some of them are going to be longer, but we're probably going to be doing them on social media every day. And today we did three hilarious ones, one about fashion, and we are kind of dressed alike, which just is crazy. So
super crazy.
Look for the reels.
And check them out and let us know. If you have questions that's fun.
Yeah.
If you have questions.
For us,
then we'll answer them, and that's how we will answer them.
Yeah, we've gotten some crazy questions.
We have, and you know, crazy answers.
Sometimes I don't know the answer, but she helps. And sometimes I'm better than she is at the answer. Surprise her.
No, because, I mean, you come with the thunder. You really do.
I
You do. And then I'll say, what did you say? And you'll say,
I don't remember.
Okay. So with that,
we want you to stay focused.
Stay fit.
Stay fabulous.
Bye. Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.